Duchamp said there's no art without an audience, or what does he say? There's no art without an audience. And so what role does the audience play in your creative process?
Well, it's interesting that he would say that because, first of all, he works on that installation of his that's now enshrined in the Philadelphia Museum of Art, unless it's been moved from there since then, whatever it is, the water gas and the waterfall or whatever, I don't remember the title.
That, you mean you look through the keyhole?
Right.
In the door, yeah, no, it just got a bunch more press.
Oh, yeah? I mean, I love that piece, but he worked on it, as I recall, in isolation, without an audience, although I'm sure at least teeny Duchamp saw it, and probably other people too, for a pretty long time before it ended up in the Philadelphia Museum of Art, which doesn't mean that it didn't ultimately have an audience, but it reminds me of the article that I just wrote, that you read, which is what prompted this phone call and this interview, Old and in the Way, in which I referenced Tay Ching Hsieh and his two pieces, the one that was a year-long thing, which I believe he refers to as Earth, in which he did not discuss art for a year, and then his next one, which was 13 years long, if I remember correctly, in which he produced art without having the necessity of showing it to anyone else. Now, given that this is in my own article, I should probably remember it better.
No, but I get the drift. That's great.
Yeah, so...
That's what art's supposed to do, and no one does it.
Well, the interesting thing about Hsieh is that he will even attempt to do something like that, and that's why I brought him up in the article. I'm really interested in attempting to do things that just seem impossible. So in this case, it would be sort of in defiance of the definitiveness of Duchamp's quote. Not that that would have been Tay Ching's intention, but that is perhaps a side effect of it or whatever. For example, I organized a thing called the Anonymous Family Reunion, and a friend of mine, Florian Kramer, from Germany but currently living in the Netherlands, described that as an aporia, which, if I understand correctly, is a type of paradox that renders itself paradoxical in a particular way. So in the case of this, it's a paradox because as soon as people get together for a family reunion, they then know each other and are no longer anonymous to each other. So it can no longer be the Anonymous Family Reunion. It cancels itself out. And I really like that sort of thing, or paradoxes in general, for precisely that reason. I mean, obviously, philosophers or whatever, throughout the march of time, have loved these things, koans or what have you, precisely because of the way it stimulates the mind to open itself to more questioning and to not rely upon answers as much as it relies upon or craves process.
Yeah. You mean my whole fallacy's wrong?
The whole what?
You mean my whole fallacy is wrong?
Yeah, exactly.